It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes. Offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast.
How are you? It is the pisser.
How are you now, Shauna? How was your weekend?
It was good. Our band played a gig. It was fun. Outside of that, just kind of chilled out in town, which is always a luxury for me.
It was stupid cold here.
It was cold.
But yeah. I know parts of the prairies are getting absolutely dummied with snow right now.
Yeah.
So it could be worse.
Yeah, it's true.
It'd be worse.
How are you?
I am doing great today.
Awesome.
McKenna came home last night.
Which
they
is
released
huge.
Her.
Yeah.
And she's feeling quite a bit better. So now it's just going to be it'll be a bit of a recovery from her. For her, I don't think I mentioned this. She gained probably 45 pounds of fluid.
Which is crazy. Like, you and I, you know, I've been kept up to date. It's crazy. I'm just so happy that she's back. But you mentioned that to me, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, and I showed you a picture of her, and she's like, doesn't even look like herself. Because when her kidneys weren't working, they were still pumping her full of fluid, right? And it had nowhere to go. So she's like 45 pounds heavier than she was 10 days ago.
Well, it's
and
funny.
It's just fluid.
I've like witnessed water retention before in myself, and like you can gain like 10 pounds on a weekend in water retention from eating crappy foods or like drinking or whatever else because your body just retains water. But like 45, that is insane.
Well, and she barely ate anything over the last week and a half, too.
So it's all
she was
water
throwing
retention.
Up like crazy. Yeah, so I said, dude, it'll come off very quickly as soon as you start moving.
Yeah.
You'll be going to the bathroom lots, you'll be burning that off.
But
it's unbelievable
insane.
What the body can go through.
I know.
But, we were just so, so happy to have her home last night. We got so many nice messages from friends of the show.
That is awesome.
And I basically, can I thank a few people here, Shauna?
Of course, yeah.
Our family's ordeal. I want to thank you for covering.
Oh, geez.
Because that was huge. I mean, to not have to stress about the show while dealing with all that, it means the world.
Yeah, again, nothing. But anyway, thank you.
I want to thank McKenna's mom who came out to help. She's still here right now helping with, like, food and getting the boys to school and stuff.
That was a godsend. Yeah, the fact that she could come that quick was so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, my parents were great. They're in Phoenix right now, but I was talking to them multiple times a day and just kind of, like, they were a great sounding board when I was super stressed out, you know?
Totally, yeah.
And mostly just her medical teams. She spent most of the time in the hospital at Foothills in internal medicine and hematology, and just like the level of care and compassion she got from those people was unbelievable. So,
we've mentioned before, even just within the last 10 days too, like those jobs are thankless jobs, and it is unbelievable what those people do in all those hospitals. So yeah, shout out to everyone in healthcare. It's crazy.
It would be pretty cool. I mean, to be able to, as tough as it is, to be the person that can bring someone through that, you know, like even meeting all these doctors and nurses and stuff, I was thinking if I was smarter, I would have liked to have been a doctor, you know, because like, when something's going that wrong for someone and you're the person who can maybe help them, like what a feeling, hey?
That is true. Yeah.
What a feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just so great to have her back.
Yes, I feel so excited.
Like the weight of the world has been lifted, so that's great. That we had huge. A fun show today. We sure did.
Yeah, we did.
Shauna's got another Can't Look Cool doing. A phrase that you may have been interpreting wrong all these years. Shauna smelled what she thinks is maybe the worst smell ever. Got a eulogy for another Canadian retail chain that's going under. And some TV tropes after you're out of context clip.
Dump.
Dead body or something, hey?
Dead body rotting straight dump.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I have another TV trope for you, Shauna.
Oh, I've got one too.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do both of them.
Yes.
This was noticed by my son, Bo, who is 9.
Yeah.
He said, if someone or something crashes into a pile of trash in a TV show or in a movie, you'll hear a cat screech. There's like the sound of the trash and the clatter, and then you'll hear rear.
Very astute of you, Bo.
Yeah,
it's a good catch. Totally true.
And that
it's
leads,
always a cat screech.
That leads us to believe that there are stray cats living in every pile of garbage in the world, in every bank of trash cans. And if someone always crashes into it.
I mean, maybe way back when there were more cats. I mean, a lot of people don't do the whole outdoor cat thing anymore, especially as, you know, a lot of places are becoming a lot less rural and a lot more city driven. But yeah, that is 100% a thing.
I figured they were like strays, like feral cats, tough alley cats.
There's also a screaming cat in this scenario, which is my TV trope, was when there's a chase scene in an action film. Okay. They always wind up down some extremely narrow European road and they always take out a street market. There's always a fruit market. There's some guy selling some wares or some nice things, and they always take it out. And there's always some like weird flags that are attached to the car as they go and they take out this whole street market. If that happened in real life, no one would ever have a street market because you die. But no one ever dies when they take out the street market either,
they
right?
They get out of the way. They always leap out get out of the way, and then they yell
and
something.
And they shake their fist.
They yell something
they
in their native language.
The fist shake, yeah. They're so mad that you took out their market. But luckily, they never die, which is always good. But this always happens.
What was that? There was a show that made fun of this trope. I want to say it was Family Guy, where they say, why is there always a fruit stand?
Okay,
really
so
crashes into a fruit stand?
Yes, that is true. I don't recall seeing that Family, but yes, 100% there is. It's a fruit stand, or it is like a, yeah, sometimes it's like handmade stuff. And oh, yeah. But again, everyone always survives. The car always takes out the market, though. And then there's always the fist-shaking angry man at the end. You just took out my market!
Do you think when you're applying for your business license to open one of these stands, mm-hmm. and you go to and you have to go through insurance, and they're like, oh, we see you're operating a fruit stand at a bazaar.
Yeah.
You're going to have to carry Chase insurance because at some point you will be taken out in a chase.
No, they can't afford the insurance. No one has insurance because it happens so often that they're like, no.
Your white apron will be dirtied.
Yeah. It's the band zone. It's like, fruit stand in a...
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was watching this commercial for a new farmer's sandwich. I forget where it was, but it's a big hearty sandwich for farmers, of course.
Right? Hearty.
Hearty. And Tim Hortons has one as well. They call it the farmer's wrap, right? Which is just the big wrap full of all kinds of goodies. And I was laughing a little bit about this because basically anytime we want to express what a big meal is, a lot of food, we call it the farmer's meal. Because, of course, the farmers, right, they have to eat a bunch and then they go back out in the field. Right.
Right?
So they've got to eat a lot and you got to...
Working hard, they're burning calories.
Lots of calories. Right. And then I was thinking about this.
Can you farmer size that for me?
Right? Yeah, that's what you do. And it's hilarious because, I mean, most people ordering these obviously aren't farmers, but they're like, I want the farmer's wrap anyway. But then I was thinking, okay, so if a farmer burns a ton of calories and we call it the farmer's wrap, what would the opposite of that be? Like, if we wanted to pick a profession where they maybe don't burn a whole lot, you do a whole lot of sitting. Could we call that the opposite sandwich? You know, so there's the farmer's wrap for the when you're really hungry, and then there's the...
If you just need a nibble or something?
Like the radio wrap, because we don't move.
No, we're pretty stationary here, aren't we?
We sit right here and do a whole lot of nothing. We move our fingers the odd time.
I mean, it's kind of dark, but really, wouldn't it be like the supermodels wrap?
Oh, God. Yeah,
kinda,
I suppose
like I said,
so.
Kind of dark, where it's just like the idea of a meal. It's not...
You get the wrapper. You can lick the wrapper. Oh, man.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Well, the Body Shop is closing 33 stores in Canada.
I know.
The latest retail casualty in this country.
So sad.
My mom in the 90s would be just devastated. That was like her
favorite
shop.
Lots of people would be devastated in the 90s.
The Body Shop.
Yeah, the Body Shop.
Your body.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we should probably...
Probably got to say a few words about the Body Shop.
Send it off. Yeah, like we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we can. We are gathered here today to remember the Body Shop.
Body Shop.
The Body Shop has actually been around for 47 years. 47 hot body years. Began in the UK and then quickly expanded overseas, and we really enjoyed the Body Shop.
Body.
You could smell it for miles.
Yeah, that Satsuma.
Walked into a mall, you could just follow your nose right to the shop of bodies.
Body.
And they were truly the OG of the body butter. It was butter for your body. Now everybody has butter for your body.
Butter up your body. Maybe.
Shea butter or coconut butter, all kinds of the butters.
Do you prefer body butter or body margarine?
I can't believe it's not body butter.
Body.
There were the body scrubs and the bath lilies, the tree oils and the musks. Everybody loves a good musk as well. They had all kinds of stuff for your body. But alas, Beckler, no more. Shop for your body.
Now, where will we shop for things for our...
I don't know. It's very sad. Becker, do you have a musical tribute for us? Great, thank
probably
you.
Guess where I'm going to go with this one.
I can, yeah, for sure.
My body tells me no. But I won't quit. No, I won't go.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Becker, do you have Prime Video?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you seen the ads on Prime Video just yet?
I haven't seen them personally, but I know that they were planning to start that.
So I have Prime Video and I was watching it over the weekend and there is an ad that popped up for the first time. And I was like, are you kidding me?
And then can't you pay more to like turn the ads off for now?
Which you already are paying for.
Yeah.
Here's the ad though. Okay. Just, I recorded this for you because the ad itself is, just have a listen.
Thanks to Skip the Dishes. This program is brought to you ad free after the following message.
Did you hear what?
Yeah, I did. Play it again if you want.
Okay.
So
one more time.
Thanks to Skip the Dishes.
Yep.
This program is
brought to you ad-free after the following messages.
Thanks to Skip the Dishes. This program is brought to you ad-free after the following message.
Are you? And then it goes into a commercial for Skip the Dishes. What in the hell is going?
So you're like, okay, first of all, you're paying for the service, so you expected it to be ad-free.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, that's kind of funny because
you are an ad. You're saying this program is ad-free with an advertisement. That is what's happening there.
They're like, just this one, and then
what
the rest
kind
of it.
Pulling the wools over your eyes, do you think they're doing there?
It's pretty clever.
Holy
pretty clever on their part if you don't stop to think about it. You're
dear.
Like, oh, thanks, Skip.
No, I immediately heard, I'm like, hold on a second. Nope, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's like saying, thanks to Spence Diamonds, the Beckler and Shauna program is happy to be ad-free after this quick message from Spence Diamonds.
Right, which is an ad.
Which is an ad. Even saying it twice before the actual ad is an ad for the ad, you know, for the ad that you're paying for.
To back up a second,
yes,
when you said
please.
That you pay for the service, so it will be ad-free.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny that for many, many years, we paid for cable, and cable TV was loaded with commercials.
It's true.
Even though we were paying for it.
Yeah, that is strange.
You're getting
to think
hit
about.
Twice there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like at least...
A double whammy.
With radio, this is totally free to you.
Yes.
Thanks to our advertising partners.
Yes. Yeah.
But the idea that Skip paid for it so that you don't have to watch any ads during that. It's clever marketing, but you're right.
No, you did not pull the wool over my eyes here, okay? Nope. Thanks. One more time.
Thanks to Skip the Dishes. This program is brought to you ad-free after the following message.
No.
The idea of like paying
ad-free.
To cancel ads is pretty funny, isn't it? Like
it is
if you had a ton of money.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had so much money, you could just like buy out the Super Bowl and run no ads.
Oh, jeez.
They would get their money.
That would be luxurious for everyone just because you don't want to sit through them.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Hey, what did you learn today?
Mind if I go quick? Mine's pretty quick.
Mine is too, but okay, sure.
Sure. Yeah. The oldest ship in the U.S. Navy is the USS Constitution, and it was launched in 1797.
Wow.
It fought in the War of 1812, and it's still afloat just off the... Off the pier in Boston, former Charleston Navy Yard.
You know, they just don't build things like they used
to. Sure
they do not build things like
but
they used to.
That kind of has to do with what this is about. So the hull is made of white oak. And to keep repairing this ship, they need a good source of white oak trees that are old growth that are about of that age.
Yeah.
So there is an old growth forest called Constitution Grove outside of a naval base in Indiana. And it's a protected forest that the U.S. Navy runs solely for the purpose of having wood to harvest to repair this ship.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty good foresight on their part, too. They're like, if we're going to keep fixing the old girl up,
yep.
We're going to need the proper materials.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to know who built that ship. They need a good, that's still going strong.
Still
good,
going.
Good
yeah.
work. Good work. This is really quick, but I didn't realize this. Do you know that you can sprain your teeth?
No.
I didn't know this, but your teeth...
I thought a sprain was like a ligament thing.
Yeah, and your teeth are attached to your jawbone with ligaments. Not the same kind of ligaments as, of course, you would have in, you know, your other parts of your body,
yeah.
But there are ligaments in your teeth. There's the periodontal ligament, or the PDL, and...
What?
If you sprain that, then it hurts, and apparently it feels like you cracked a tooth, essentially. It's that same feeling. It's painful.
Seems awful.
But it's not that you cracked your tooth. It's just that you have a tooth sprain.
Have you ever had a bad sprain somewhere, Shauna? Not your teeth, but you ever sprained an ankle or a wrist
or
something?
I haven't sprained my teeth. Well, maybe I have, and I didn't know, but yeah.
In my opinion, it's often more painful than a break.
It's true.
The sprains can really hurt.
Yep.
I wonder if teeth is the same way.
I don't want to find out.
Sprain?
I don't want to sprain my tooth.
Tooth?
Also, just having you explain that to somebody. I sprained my tooth. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, try to call into work tomorrow. Talk
with
to your boss and
tooth?
Say, I can't come in. I sprained my tooth. They'd be like...
Shut up.
All right,
that's not even a thing, you idiot.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Regarding that ship, I was also... Her nickname is... And I say her because you always say she when you're referring to a ship, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Her nickname is Old Ironsides because when it first went into battle, British cannonballs were bouncing off the hull.
Crazy.
And the crew, I guess, said she's got sides made of iron. So, Old Ironsides. White oak is very hard. as what I've worked with White Oak before. It's absolutely beautiful. It's expensive, and it does a number on your tools. So I could see why.
She's a stiff bitch, that shipping. ain't nothing getting through her, getting past her, all right?
Okay, this is pretty cool. So if you caught Friday's podcast, we had a great chat with Josh Reed, who is an archaeologist. He told us all about his job. For years, Shauna and I have wanted to do a segment called Beckler and Shauna's Career Day.
Yeah.
Because we love hearing about what people do for work.
We love talking about jobs. We've talked about jobs on this radio program since it started, and it always is fascinating, and we love hearing about other jobs. So, I think we're going to get the segment finally off the ground.
We are. So we reached out, we actually threw it out on our social media accounts and said, if you have an interesting job, mm-hmm. or you know anybody who does, and you know what, it doesn't even have to be an interesting job. It can be a regular old job, but just someone who has a unique perspective on it.
Yes. And or if you have a job that you, there's, you know, a lot of misconceptions about, yes. you're like, I would love to tell you about what this job really is about. That
we'd
kind of thing.
We'd like to do this once a week, have a conversation like we did with that archaeologist. So the inaugural episode of Beckler and Shauna's Career Day is going to be tomorrow, and I don't want to tell you yet who we have lined up for our first guest, but it's a pretty cool job.
It's damn cool.
Yeah. I was kind of amazed at the response that we got. We've got some cool guests lined up for this segment, but we wanted to start with a big one, and that will be on tomorrow's show. Now, if we do this every week, we're going to need lots and lots of jobs, so...
I was going to say, yeah, if you have one, you know somebody who does, who you think would be really cool to interview, please reach out to us on social media or through the station, whatever.
Yes.
Email us, X mornings.
To give you an idea, so far we have several doctors lined up. Mm-hmm. We have a firefighter, a zookeeper. I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be cool.
That's a fun one.
A teacher, a concert promoter... It can be basically anything. If the person is a good conversation, we'll talk to them.
I was chatting with an orthodontist and a journeyman as well who'd be interested, saying that there's some things about their jobs that you would not know. So, there's lots.
I got one request. Somebody wanted to hear from someone who works at the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to try to find that. Someone else wanted to hear from a sea train driver.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Somebody wanted to hear from a big-time social media influencer. I'm thinking maybe somebody that has like a million-plus followers.
Yeah.
Lord knows those people would probably come on to promote themselves. So. But we'll start putting this together. I'm very excited. I'm as fired up about this as I have been about anything on this show for
awesome.
A long time. But I'm excited for you to hear tomorrow's because it was cool.
It was.
The Beckler and Shauna Pisscast is brought to you by Shane Holmes. When McKenna was in the hospital, I would take her for walks in a wheelchair just to get her out of her room.
Yeah.
And, man, Foothills is enormous. Like... You can walk and walk and turn down a hallway and all of a sudden you're in a huge building and it's connected to like the university there. So
it is crazy.
Yeah, we would just, it's like a labyrinth of huge buildings that we would just walk until we got lost.
So Foothills is where I got my surgery done when I got my ACL redone.
Okay.
And I forgot about this until just now, but it was during COVID. Like it was right during all the COVID stuff.
Yep.
And so it was canceled for a bit and then they snuck me in and I was in an entire wing by myself.
Really?
It was terrifying. They put me in, it was my my pre-surgery bed or whatever, and it was only me in this gigantic wing.
Well,
and I remember
walking
around, I was like, it was terrifying though, and super eerie. You do not want to be in a hospital wing by yourself.
Well, yesterday, because it was Sunday, most of these places were deserted.
Right.
Except we did end up, we walked past a lecture hall that was full of med students so... I was like, where are we?
It is weird.
Like dark rooms and stuff. And
that hospital is massive, you're right.
But the reason I brought this up is because we eventually walked into a building called the Cal Wenzel Precision Health Building. And Cal Wenzel is father of our friend Shane Wenzel from Shane Holmes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked about the philanthropy that family has done in this city.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty cool.
They donated enough to have the whole wing of this hospital named after them.
Wow.
And on the wall is a picture of Cal and his family, and there's Shane. And I was like, hey, McKenna, look.
We know him.
It's Shane.
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Shane, I'd like to say now.
But just a great, for sure, friend of the show. You've been on the show once or 100 times, you're a friend of the show.
Yep, absolutely.
But we just want to give a shout out to Shane Holmes and all the excellent charitable work they do in
Absolutely.
This community.
Yeah.
Learn more about Shane Holmes at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Can you think, Beckler, right now about the worst smell you've ever smelled? Like, can you place a time where you smell something and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, you and I just talked about this recently because I found something in my pantry that was just unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
Was that the worst thing you've ever smelled?
It was up there. It's top three for sure.
Okay.
Top three.
Right. I forgot about that. I forgot to mention this, but when I was in Japan, I went into the bathroom there and there was a smell coming from that a friend and I, like, we couldn't place it. And it was one of the most awful scents that my nose has ever, like, experienced. But it was the first time in, I think, forever that I've smelled something. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
It wasn't bad bum?
Like, it wasn't bad bum. It wasn't rotting things.
Oh,
you know,
damn,
how?
Hang on, I got an alarm.
Oh, jeez. What? I was like, is it me or you?
No, it's me.
Both
I got to make
the same
important
alarm.
Phone call.
Jeez,
again.
Please, yeah.
Don't let me forget
you
about that
phone.
You and
your important phone calls. We're on the radio right now. Come on. No. But it was the smell that, yeah, both of us were like, this is awful. And I couldn't place it. You know, like, because there's some, yeah, you smell rotting. You're like, that's the smell of something rotten.
Yeah.
This wasn't it. And I didn't enjoy it. And then I went into the stall and I saw that there was this air freshener that was coal and sandalwood.
Coal and sandalwood?
Coal and sandalwood. That is what they were pumping out into this thing.
And that was the smell?
That was the smell. And
jeez, was something wrong with it? Because that sounds like it would, like, sandalwood is a great smell.
Sandalwood is. It's a
coal,
very common one.
I didn't think had a smell.
No, it does. And the smell that it was trying to project is the very it's the strangest thing. Also, I was like, why would you want to smell coal? Like, yeah. Why would that be a comfort? You know what I mean? Like
charcoal?
You want to smell like a coal miner? It was coal. It was supposed to be authentic coal scent.
But again, I didn't
sandalwood.
Think that had much of a smell.
Well, it does. But if it smells, I mean, they think it does. They produce this scent and they were sending it out through that bathroom and it was terrifying. I'm going to try and find it because you should sniff this smell that I don't ever want to sniff again. And maybe it was a mixture of that and bad bum, obviously, which probably made it even worse. But
still, though, like, sandalwood is a nice smell.
Sandalwood is.
Maybe
mixed
at the air
that stuff, no good.
Maybe at the air freshener factory, they ran out of coal and sandalwood and they substituted it
straight
with
dump.
Dead body or something. Hey?
Dead body rotting straight dump.
Throw some dead body in the heat in there and then we'll... People won't know.
It was extra hot in that bathroom, too, so think of all that. You're welcome.
It's always worse when it's hot, isn't
Ron,
it?
Oh, God, yeah.
So one nice thing about the cold is it does tamp down bad smells.
Yeah. Somebody was going to actually say, what does that smell like to you? Well, dead body, rotten fish, and dump. And well, we can't sell that.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We have talked about hospital parking on the show before.
We have,
It's a contentious issue.
It really is.
Many people don't feel that you should pay anything to park at the hospital. I sort of get both sides. I understand how much it sucks to pay for parking at the hospital.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, they only have so much of it and there has to be some way to reduce the demand and police that.
And it goes back to the hospital, doesn't it?
That is a good question.
I forget because, again, this is part of the contentious part, of, I think. But I feel like somebody may have said, anyway, it doesn't matter.
But I know hospital parking fees are actually going up. There was an article a few weeks ago about that announcement. So anyway, my wife was in the hospital for the past 10 days or so. So I have paid a lot in parking fees coming and going. And like this, the way the system works is that you have to kind of like guess at how long you're going to be there. Which
they don't have an app yet that you can renew your parking.
They do, but you're trying to figure out what's going to cost you the least.
Right.
And it's weird because it goes like half hour, 1 hour, and then like increments up to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then the jump is all the way to all day.
Okay.
So you're like, am I going to be here for less than 3 hours or all
more.
Day?
Great.
And it's tough. You don't know because you don't know how busy the hospitals are. You don't.
It's
so
true.
I've paid hundreds of dollars in hospital parking over the last week or so. And there are like longer term parking passes available if you're going to be, but you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know the condition that you or your loved one is in.
No.
And you kind of have to guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a cheap Sasky.
Yes.
So you can imagine how much this weighs on me, Sean.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Having to think like,
oh, I was only there for 2 hours and I paid for three this time.
That would just kill me. I almost want to talk to the doctors and give me your prognosis in terms of hospital parking fees.
Hello, it's Beckler again. I'm on my way in. How long do you think it's going to be this time, doctor? Yeah.
How sick am I?
Yeah.
Am I $12 sick or $14 sick? I'm standing at the machine and I need to know.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Beckler, you and I were talking on Friday about what you call girls who hang out at the skate park.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure that out because there's, you know, there's puck bunnies, which is what you call the girls that hang out by the skating rink. Or
I mentioned buckle bunnies for the rodeo.
Yeah. Now,
all of these are somewhat derogatory.
They are very derogatory, yeah. Yes. But I'm the one who was asking because I was just curious. I was like, I'd never actually heard of a term for the girls that used to hang out at the skate park.
And because you were one.
I was one. I used to hang out at the skate park all the time. I was like, I never heard a term. Weird. And I think you and I were the last to know because we got an overwhelmingly huge amount of people saying they're called Betties.
And I had never heard that before.
I had never heard of a Betty before.
I've heard pretty girls called Betties collectively.
Interesting.
But not specifically in terms of at a skate park.
I'd never heard that either, even just as a generic term. So I looked into it a little bit and I was like, is this a common thing or is this just a,
and is there a reason
regional
for it?
Thing? So Betty was a popular term used in the 1980s. And as you said, it was a slang for just a generic, pretty young woman. But oftentimes it was a surf Betty. And it was all the girls that would hang out by the ocean with all the surfers.
Okay.
So they were the kind of the girls that hung out by that. So surf Bettys is how it kind of started.
And I imagine because skateboard culture drew so much inspiration from surf culture.
Absolutely. And you think of somewhere like LA where, you know, right beside the ocean or the big skate park. So then those same girls would go and hang out at the skate park. So they became skate Bettys. I was just like, interesting.
Do we know who Betty is? Who the original Betty is?
Well, yeah. It was Betty Rubble from the Flintstones.
Really?
So they named it after her. But this is where I'm confused. Because I was like, was Betty from the Flintstones someone who often hung out at the skate park there? Or
it would have been surfing originally, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Did she surf? I was like, I don't feel like there was much surfing in the Flintstones, you know?
I'm trying to remember now.
But maybe it's just that she was an attractive lady. So they kind of were like, hey, Betty's good looking.
Betty
so
Rubble is fly.
She is pretty fly.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Shauna, you've no doubt heard the phrase, the customer is always right.
Yep.
Haven't you? Yeah, it's very, very well known business motto.
Yes.
I saw a video on the weekend that claimed that that's only half of the quote, though. That's the first half of that phrase.
Okay, I feel like I've heard this before, but I don't remember what the rest of the phrase is.
This video was claiming that
something?
The full phrase is, the customer is always right in matters of taste.
Oh, no, maybe I haven't heard that.
No, and I had neither. Hmm. So the idea is that this phrase, the customer is always right, has been bastardized over the years. And means that if you work in a retail setting or a business setting, that you should put up with whatever behavior your customer throws at you.
Yep.
Because they're right.
Yeah.
But if you go by what this claimed original meaning, then it just means that like whatever the customer wants to buy is the right product. That you need to tailor your product to them because their taste is the right one.
Yeah.
So I went looking to see if that's true or not. And it sounds like the phrase is originally credited to a guy named Harry Selfridge, who founded a big department store chain in the UK called Selfridges. I hadn't heard of it before. But I couldn't find anything to confirm that that was his quote, the full version of his quote. But I mean, even without that second part on it, I had never considered the different meaning of the first part of the quote.
No. Huh.
Because it totally changes the meaning, doesn't it?
It
doesn't
totally
mean
does.
That you get to put up with, you have to put up with abuse from your customer if they're wrong.
Yeah.
Or that you have to admit that, you know, you have to tell them that they're right even if they're wrong. That's not true.
And how many times have, like, I used to work in retail and they would use that all the time, but the customer's always right. And they're like, okay.
No, but they're being a jerk.
Yeah. So they're not right in this regard.
No, it just means that whatever they want to buy, their taste is the right taste. So it's up to you to meet them there.
Huh.
But it doesn't mean that you have to put up with all this crap from them because they're right. So that completely changed.
That could change all kinds of things.
Sure.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I have another can't look cool doing for you, Beckler.
Okay.
It was me. I pulled a dumbass move on the weekend.
What'd you do?
So we had this band gig on Saturday, and it's for this annual charity event that we play for Stand ASA, which is this charity against sexual violence, and it's a great cause and all this stuff. So it's the third year that our band has done this. So it happens at the casino. And so we had sound check at 3 o'clock on Saturday and the roads were pretty bad. So I was running a little bit late and I had my violin and I had my bag to change of clothes for everything I needed at the gig and all this was with me. So I come ripping into the casino and security right at the front. He stops me and he's like, no, you can't bring all that in. And I was just like, well, I have sound check, so I kind of need it. And he was like, well, if there's drinks in your bag, like you can't bring that in. And I was like, well, I'm ripping up to the hotel after. And I kind of pointed to my violin and was like, I am with the band. And he's like, nope. So I was a little bit annoyed at the time because I've never had problems doing this before. So I kind of left my bags with him, and then I rip into the casino and I have all my stuff with me. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where is this banquet room again? So I phone another member of the band. I'm like, where's this room that we play? And the member of the band was like, you're at Deerfoot Casino, right? And I was like, no, I'm at Grey Eagle.
Oh, no.
I drove to the wrong casino.
Wrong casino.
So I'm already late.
And they're not close to each other either.
Nope. And the roads were still awful. So the worst part is I then have to turn around and go back to this security guy who I gave a little bit of sass to. Because I was like, I've always done this. I always bring my bags to soundcheck.
You gave him a bit of the, do you know who I am? I'm with the band.
I didn't say it to him, but I kind of looked at him. And I was like, really? And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll leave my stuff. And then I come back to him and I'm like, yeah, well, soundcheck is not here, sir. It's at the other casino. And the guy just starts killing himself laughing. And I slink back over to all my bags. I pick it up and I'm like, gonna go to the other casino now.
Maybe he thought you were trying to pull that one where if you carry equipment and look busy and important, then people won't question you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it was his job to tell me that I couldn't.
I've seen this before.
It's weird. The other casino is definitely a little looser that way because I walk right through that one and they don't seem to care. This one, though, yeah, he's just making sure and he's doing his job, and I looked probably a little sketchy, so there you go.
So were you late for soundcheck?
I missed soundcheck altogether.
Entirely, okay.
By the time I got there, they were like, soundcheck's wrapped up. I'm like, cool. I was doing soundcheck at the other casino just to make sure that one's good, too.
Buzzing around all in a huff at the other casino.
Yeah. Chatting with the security guy and giving him the eyes. It's fine.
Probably won't be going back to that casino.
Nope. No, he can't.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna download it daily to whatever device you use. Later.
After Hours with Mariah and Ty, a weekly podcast that brings this dynamic duo to another level of awesome and allows you to listen on your own terms. Go behind the curtain and hear the stuff you won't hear on the radio. Like, they're going to say
Find After Hours with Mariah and Ty wherever you get your podcasts.